Dear friends, welcome to another edition of your favorite weekend character building show, Reef Ethics. My name is Esther Wagey. I'm an image consultant and CEO of Zini Styles Limited, an image consulting firm in Port Harcourt, and I am your host for today. Just before we begin, let's take an opening message from Her Excellency, Justice Mrs. Suzette Eberechi Yesomwiki, the initiator of Reef Ethics.
Our highly respected people of River State, welcome to another episode of River Ethics on Radio, our character building weekend show. Remember that we may not be able to build the future for our youth, but we can build our youth for the future. This episode is on youth building peace in line with the United Nations International Youth Day, dedicated to celebrating young people's contributions to conflict prevention and transformation, as well as inclusion, social justice, and sustainable peace. The role of the youth in society is so important that it can make or mar present and future generations. Youths should live their lives with commitment. Commitment has been defined as that turning point in your life when you seize the moment and convert it to an opportunity to positively alter your destiny. To live resourceful, peaceful, and productive lives, the youth ought to follow certain guiding principles for successful living. Let us consider a few here. Work at something you enjoy and is worthy of your time and talent. Give people more than they expect and do it cheerfully. Become the most positive and enthusiastic person you know. Be forgiving of yourself and others also. Be generous. Have a grateful heart. Be persistent. Be persistent. Be persistent. I can't say it enough. Discipline yourself to save money on even the most modest salary. Treat everyone you meet like you would want to be treated, and this is the golden rule. Commit yourself to quality. Understand that happiness is not based on possessions, power, prestige, or in the circumstances you find yourself, but in the relationships with people you love and respect. Be loyal. Be honest. Be a self-starter. Be decisive, even if it means you'll sometimes be wrong. Stop blaming others. Take responsibility for every area of your life. Be bold and courageous. When you look back on your life, you'll regret the things you didn't do much more than the things that you did. Take excellent care of those you love. Don't do anything that won't make your mother or father proud of you. The focus of our youth should be to live life as a challenge. Compete with yourself and be better. Never compete with others, as that makes you bitter. A young person should challenge himself and compete with himself in bringing peace and progress to his family and community. Our guest speaker today is a distinguished young person, Esther Mweje, a young entrepreneur and mentor. She will be giving seasoned insight into the subject matter of how our youth can build peace. Please enjoy this episode and put the lessons learned to very good use. Our blessed Rivers people, don't forget to always let your manners speak for you. God bless and keep you and your families, and God bless River State.
Don't run the other man down. Don't wish him bad. No, no. There are better things to do. Better pastimes around. Careless talk is not the right way. Love River State or leave her alone. Don't pull her down. No. Think what you can do for her. Engage yourself in meaningful activities. No room for gossips. Do something meaningful.
Welcome back. If you're just tuning in, this is Reef Ethics on Radio, and I'm Esther Wagey, your host for today. I'll be speaking on youth building peace. We do know that the youth is the largest population of most economies, and for the youth to reach their potential, they need to be actively involved. Peace, security, and economic forces of the nation are engaged when youth are actively involved in the economy. Exclusion of the youth in politics, economic decisions, businesses, entrepreneurship, and major decisions actually leads to violent conflicts in the families and nation building in general. Now, identifying the social exclusion of youth is a precondition, or a prerequisite actually, for sustaining peace in the society. And we know that most corporate organizations, civil societies, and most other institutions get to celebrate this day as a way to appreciate youth and applaud them for their major contribution in nation building. So, the effects of violence we can't actually measure. Time, resources, lives. When we actually push for peace, it's for everyone's benefit. It's because we care. Peace is important, and there are different ways you can actually get what you want. Now, the world is changing, and the way the world is changing is fast. If we know how we can get the results we want without losing anything, I think everyone goes home happy. One way we can actually improve the peace around here is family dialogues. Now, some of the issues that we have, some of the cases that we see around here, maybe if the families come together, sit down, the previous generations talk to the younger ones, this is what can be done, this is what we've been doing, these are the places you can improve on, this is what we've done in the past, and these are the results that we've gotten. Just maybe an amicable agreement can be reached, or maybe everyone can reach a compromise. Instead of the younger ones trying to get what they want through destroying stuff or locking somewhere or blocking somewhere, no one really gets anywhere with those kind of actions. So maybe family dialogue is one way that you can actually get the results that you want and peace for everyone. Youth communities. Youth communities are powerful, more powerful than we want to actually agree. Youth communities are where politicians actually resort to get solidarity for campaigns and all of that. Youth communities are where churches also resort to, you know, they have events, they have programs. So youth communities are the driving forces of towns, of homes, of villages. And if you take your power for granted to actually make a difference. So if you think that your community is not getting the best that you deserve, maybe come together as a group, get a leader, start having conversations with the people involved. It's a company, it's the government. Go together as a group. You're stronger as a team than one person feeling, okay, we're not getting this. Get a group of three or four of his friends and go and destroy something. And now we have their attention. You've destroyed something. So maybe they would have given you some part of that money you used to destroy something. But now they have to go and fix what you've destroyed. So who is losing? Youth communities are powerful. Don't take it for granted. The media. Now, not traditional media, new age media. You've seen what the social media has done. And it means everybody now has a voice. You have a device. You have a moving or a mobile computer in your hand. You can say what you want to say, when and to whom. The government is online, so it means you can reach them. You can actually start a blog and you can get engagement, get traffic, trend the hashtag, make your voice heard through the media. You don't have to carry anything, be on the streets or try, you know, to enforce what you want through means that will get people hurt, lose lives and property are lost as a result, and you know, there are so many regrets afterward. Pressure groups can help push your agenda. We all want something, and when we feel like we are taken for granted, we want to go the extra mile, we want to be heard, we want to make a strong statement. Make your strong statement. Use pressure groups. You make your statement anyways. Pressure groups are one way you can actually achieve what you want. Education. The reason we say educate a child or educate someone and you've given them the most important tool in the world is that you educate them, they can read, they can write, they know what their right is, they can demand what their right is, unlike someone who is not educated. Someone who is not educated doesn't even know what he deserves. So he's probably asking for peanuts of something that I actually owned. Education is the key. So most of what we also need to do is get educated. Get educated. Know what your rights are. Next, information. If you don't have information, you're more or less living in the past. We're living in an information age. Everyone needs to know what's happening. So if you have the right information, you can make the right pleas. You can even make informed requests. Sometimes you go to some of these corporate bodies, some of these organizations, and we're asking for something that you should be asking for like 5 times more, but you don't know. And they are glad you don't know. But if you know, you can make your claims straight, make your demands, and they see that you know what it is that you want, and they give you what you want. Of course, with good deliberations and all of that. Now, you have to consider past experiences. Every time you want to move forward, the past is important. You can't play down the importance of history. Ask yourself, my fathers or my other ones that have done this, what did they get from it? Going forward, do I want the same results? Can't I get more with less? Must we lose something to gain? Must there always be a subtraction for there to be an addition? Looking back in retrospect, I think it helps us make informed decisions going forward. Realistic expectations. For peace to thrive, both parties, if we are having a negotiation and both parties sit on the table, we all have to have realistic expectations so that we can reach an amicable agreement on time. But if the other person is asking for what's impossible, what's totally unrealistic for the other person to actually agree to, then the deliberation will be lingered, it will be tiring, and when people are impatient, then there is violence, and we need the peace. Your approach is important. I think the youth need to improve or change the perspective. We are here to contribute. I'm here to leave an enduring legacy for my children and the rest of generations coming after me. What that means is that every decision I make, my values have to be ones that I want to transfer to my children or my siblings or people that look up to me. It means I have to be a role model, right? So if I'm not a role model, if I'm trying to be a role model, then I have to live a certain way to show example. My approach is to make a contribution. So I'm looking at River State and asking myself, what can I do? What more can I do? I probably could have easily packed my bags and headed to Lagos because, oh my God, that's where my business is. But I'm asking, how can I make a difference? Even if I want to, or I plan to maybe relocate, I want to be able to have made a contribution that is enduring, sustainable enough to empower people, enrich people, and make lives better. Now, we want to give. We are young people. We have to give. We have energy. We are in the prime of our lives. We have intellect. We have strength. Oh my God. And we have zeal. What more can we ask? All of what the society is asking for is all of what we already have. If we decide to use all of that energy for violence, then what are we going to leave for the next generations coming in front of us? So we are here to actually give. Let's just go for a short break. We'll be right back.
Do your children know the difference between what's right and wrong? It's up to you to show them. It shouldn't take you long to teach them to be honest, be humble and sincere, to build a better nation. That's the reason why we're here. A bright future for our children is a parent's responsibility.
Yes, parents. Do you realize that you are responsible to your children? You have to show them how to become decent, law-abiding citizens, free from all forms of tribal discrimination and petty jealousy. Teach them the value of money and that riches only come from hard work. Teach them to be courteous to others at all times, to help others without expecting payment. Parents, your job is to set a good example. Your children will surely copy you.
If you set a good example, your children will surely copy you.
Hello? Mama Deima, they know they spoil picking like this. If he do bad thing, tell him one time. If you leave your picking till he spoil finish, well, what happens, Gary Bidato? No let your girl picking turn waka jube, na so other people go they cost you. See him picking, na so man is abi, book will not agree enter head again. But if you just see money, I go turn, he good so. Or that one when they talk same and not plenty. So therefore, now rush, then go the rush the one way day. I beg, now bad life be that. Every woman get man. Not true, I tell you so. If woman put head for ground, opening eye and ear well, to leave or cool. Make una hold una pikin with a strong handle, so that then go be better people.
Welcome back. If you're just tuning in, this is Reef Ethics on Radio, and I'm Esther Weijie, your host for today. I've been speaking on youth building peace, and I've mentioned a few points, family dialogue, how you can actually get peace, youth communities, media, group pressure, and I'm just heading right back to the rest of the presentation. The effects of violence on the community, the environment, is one that we can't actually measure. It's never a win. You destroy something and you get peanut afterwards and yay, we won. It's never really a win. Check what you've lost. Check the time. Check the emotions. Sometimes you really don't uncover from those things you can't touch. Check the emotions that you lose just to get something. Now, I always like to say, ask yourself why. If we evaluate our whys from time to time, it will help us put us on track constantly. Most of the reasons that make the young people do what they do is actually valid. Very valid reasons. No one can argue. But if you use the wrong means to get your valid reasons known, then well, what makes you different? So part of why you want to do what you want to do is, okay, I want greener pastures. Greener pastures for my family, for my children, for my father that worked like this and he didn't get anything from it. If you want greener pastures, then are you destroying something for greener pastures? How then can the land be really green? So destroying property, destroying already built structures, infrastructure, and maybe lives even lost along the way is something you really can't get back in any paycheck. So evaluate your why, find out why you're doing what you're doing. That would inspire you to do it the right way. Dialogue, media, groups, it's very important because we need peace for growth. Peaceful protests. Sometimes these groups start out saying, oh, we want to do peaceful protests. We just carry placards. Oh, cardboard, write what we want. It's never really peaceful because they end up doing something along the way. Someone gets upset. Someone breaks somebody's head. Someone moves something. How peaceful can a protest really be? I think peaceful protests can only be peaceful if you have educated people protesting. All educated people. Only educated people protesting that have a grasp of their emotions. I always say peaceful protests should be done by people who are educated. We live in an information age. You have to be informed. If 2-3 persons know the why of why we are supposed to do something, why we are doing something, and they get other guys that will help make noise, 15, 20, those ones don't understand why you're doing it. They're just there to make noise. Along the way, the 2-3 minority of the group that know why they're doing that are not violent will be overshadowed by the ones that don't know why, the ones that came to make noise, that always ruin the peaceful protest and make it so unpeaceful. So, if you're going to go out as a group for peaceful protest, inform the rest of your team. We are not going to do this. We are going to do this. This is why we are doing. We want to get media attention. We are not fighting. We're not doing anything. We are going to be peaceful throughout so that people are educated. I mean, people are informed. That's education. Part of how you can actually ensure that there is peace is be aware of what's happening around you. Being aware. You can't try to use methods that are obsolete. Methods that are so obsolete, people look at you, where is he coming from? Where is she coming from? We've passed that age. Be aware, be informed. If you watch the news and see what's happening in other parts of the world, the Middle East, you realize that, oh my God, we don't want to be like that. We can't want to be like that. So let's rethink our strategy. Let's go back to the drawing board and see how we can do something differently so we can get different results. We want different results to do differently. We can't keep doing things the same way and hoping that there'll be change. We want change, we do differently, and it starts from the little things. Now, I've mentioned different points, and it's important we pay attention. Your establishment or whatever it is you're a part of might just want to do one thing differently. Okay, let's engage social media. Let's see what we can do. Let's start a campaign. It's just like girl child education, for example. So much attention. It has gained so much attention. And I'm not seeing violence for girl child education. It means that people are using the right methods to air their views concerning this. So let's use the right methods. We are young people, we have intellect, we have energy, we have passion, we have zeal. All of that is very energetic and it's highly contagious. People listen to you and they actually want to do your bidding because it's very contagious. Use that energy, give out positive vibe, have positive energy. And that's one way you definitely can ensure that there is peace. We'll take a short break and we'll be right back. Stay tuned.
Stop the violence against women and girls. Do you know that one in every three women have experienced one form of violence or the other? Violence against women and girls is a crime against humanity. Stop domestic violence, intimate partner violence, harmful widowhood practices, female genital mutilation or cutting. Gang rape is evil. Let's work together by reporting every act of violence that the perpetrators be brought to book. Victims and survivors should call Police Human Rights Department
0812 807 75881, 0803-7821-189, 0817-3412-597.
This message is brought to you by Medical Women's Association of Nigeria, Rivers State Branch, with support from Nigeria Stability and Reconciliation Program, NSRP.
Una mama and papa, confesso. Una eye de una pikin body so. Make una not just the sidon ruko, I don't burn am finish, anything you like make it do. If your girl pikin lazy for house, enough it to do anything. When you come out go marry, na you in mama, na ain't husband then go the cause. If your pikin begin smoke wee-wee, you know no person way big pass am, so cause fully mot. You don't spoil and finish with that. Na him be cricket when fire don't burn finish, then say, as he has oil and full in body. Put eye for the thing when you're picking the duo. Una hear?
Now take eye come out when you're picking the oh. Anywhere, oh, any day, oh, anytime. Oh. If he good do na your own. Oh. If he bad na you make him so. Now take eye come out where you're picking the oh. Anywhere, oh, any day, oh, anytime. Oh. If he could do na your own, oh, ah, if he bad, na you make him so.
Welcome back. If you're just tuning in, this is Reef Ethics on Radio, and I'm Esther Weje, your host for today. I've been speaking on youth building peace, and we've mentioned a few points. The methods in this day and age have really evolved. There can never be a time when there is no disagreement. There can never be a time when there is no conflict. We need to be clear on that. There would always be sometime you feel you're changed. There would always be sometime you feel you can get more. There would always be sometime you don't agree what is acceptable, so to speak, the norm. You don't want the norm. You feel that there is more than the norm and you want your voice to be heard. There would always be that time. But what we are discussing is how you get the results that you want. It's the method, it's the how. The how makes all the difference. This is not a situation of it's the results that count. The how doesn't matter. It does matter. The how is what you transfer. The how is what's supposed to be transgenerational. So I'm doing something. I want to be able to say to someone, it's 12, that is 11. This is how you get results. This is how we want you to get results. Some 20 years from now, from 10 years from now, you actually want to express values that you want your children to have. Now we are trying to build a community. We are trying to build a nation here. What it means is that we only have one interest on our heart. We only have one interest on our mind. There is no individual interest that should be more important than the general interest. And the general interest should be growth, improvement of our communities, education for our children, stable economy, good roads, light, and every other thing that we should get as citizens of a particular place and of a country. Basically, the needs, the pleas never cross all those lines. Greener pastures, I put it in quotes, never really cross. If that's what we want, then we want to use the right methods because it makes all the difference to our environment, makes all the difference to the health and to the health of the people, to the well-being of the people. And of course, you have a situation where there is violence 2 days, 3 days. People can't do their businesses, lives. People are held in stampede. People cannot move. Why does the economy have to suffer that? The state loses money whenever there is no business, whenever there's no active business happening. Whenever we have public holidays, you know that the country is losing money, right? It's the same way whenever there is violence. The state is losing money. The country is losing money. And what do you really want? Want us to grow? Then we shouldn't lose money while we are trying to do that because we need it for that growth. So youth building peace is actually very important. You form the largest part of the economy and you count. You count a lot. Your contributions count. Your opinions count. You want your opinions to be heard. We want to hear your opinions. We actually want to do something about your opinions, but we are careful about your how. Your how makes all the difference. You make valuable contributions in the society, and you have what it takes to literally change the world. Do it right. Do it right. That's all I have to say. Do it right.
Dear friend, this is the march we can take on today's edition of Reef Ethics. I hope it made a difference in our collective effort to make our society a better place. If you missed parts of this episode or wish to download these or previous editions, please visit our website www.reefethics.com to listen to or download all episodes. You're free to share the production with your friends at your school or community. You can join the Reef Ethics family on Facebook or Twitter via at Reef Ethics, and you can call our phone numbers for questions related to these or other editions. The numbers are 0808-917-7707, 0902-917-7706, or send us an email to reefethics@gmail.com. The Reef Ethics radio program currently airs on 5 radio stations in Reef State every Saturday as follows. Nigeria Info 92.3 FM from 8:30 a.m. to 9 a.m. Radio Rivers 99.1 FM 9 o'clock to 10 o'clock in the morning, with a repeat broadcast same time on Sunday. With them 93.7 FM 2:30 to 3 p.m. in the afternoon, with a repeat broadcast same time on Sunday. Treasure FM 98.5, 6:30 to 7 p.m. in the evening, with a repeat broadcast on Sunday by 5:30 to 6 o'clock in the evening. On Wazobia 94.1 FM, on Saturday evening, the program starts at 5 o'clock to 5:30 p.m. Until next week with another host, remember to always let your manners speak for you. Wishing you a great week ahead.
Don't run the other man down. Don't wish him bad. No, no, no. There are better things to do. Better pastimes around. Careless talk is not the right way. Love River State or leave her alone. Don't pull her down. No, no. Think what you can do for her. Engage yourself in meaningful activities. No room for gossips. Do something meaningful.